to laugh when you mess up, but I do. And I've been performing for 25 years and I still laugh. So all those people that say skate over it, act like it didn't happen. It happened! Stay while stage red. That I am. So I am going to tell this story just so he knows who he's booking. Brian, a long time ago when I moved to LA, 10 years ago, before Ken, before babies, before all of this stuff, I was alone and I didn't know anyone and I dated a lot of really disgusting, not all disgusting, some of them were quite gorgeous actually, a lot of crazy people. And I've gone over what some of their traits. She lives and gender issues and all that stuff. Anyway, so long story short, there was this one particular musician guy that I really liked. He played at a club called Largo. He gave me his phone number after I saw him play. I thought, oh, this is gonna be amazing. I finally found a boyfriend. I knew we had the connection, you know? We went on a date, it was great. About a week later, he called me back. It was a little too long to call, but he called back, went on another date, stopped calling. Day goes by, day two, day three, no call. Week one, week two, week three, no call. So I went a little, I don't know, I got a little curious. And he mentioned on the second date where he lived, because that's what you say in LA, so whereabouts do you live, right? And he told me the general area. And it was about a month or so of my friend's Toyota Camry, myself, we found his apartment. And we found his green Ford Explorer with the keypad, and the surfboard was the thing that gave it away. Surfer. Anyway, this song is about that very life learning experience. I've learned a lot about myself, and I'm pretty much certifiably insane. Thank God someone does.